First Presidency Message. True to the faith of our forefathers, by President Thomas S. Monson. John Linford was 43 when he and his wife Maria and three of their sons made the decision to leave their home in Gravely, England, to journey thousands of miles to join the saints in the valley of the Great Salt Lake. They left behind their fourth son, who was serving a mission, sold their belongings, and took passage in Liverpool aboard the ship Thornton. Their journey by sea to New York City and thence by land to Iowa proved uneventful. Troubles began, however, shortly after the Linfords and other Latter-day Saints, who had sailed on the Thornton, left Iowa City on July 15, 1856, as part of the ill-fated James G. Willie Handcart Company. The harsh weather and arduous travel took their toll on many in the company, including John. He eventually became so ill and weak that he had to be pulled in a handcart. By the time the company reached Wyoming, his condition had deteriorated significantly. A rescue team from Salt Lake City arrived on October 21st, just hours after John's mortal journey ended. He had died early that morning near the banks of the Sweetwater River. Was John sorry he had traded comfort and ease for the struggles, privations, and hardships of taking his family to Zion? "No, Maria," he told his wife just before he died. "I am glad we came. I shall not live to reach Salt Lake, but you and the boys will, and I do not regret all we have gone through if our boys can grow up and raise their families in Zion." Maria and her sons completed their journey. When Maria passed away nearly 30 years later, she and John left behind a legacy of faith, of service, of devotion, and of sacrifice. To be a Latter-day Saint is to be a pioneer. For the definition of a pioneer is one who goes before to prepare or open up the way for others to follow. And to be a pioneer is to become acquainted with sacrifice. Although members of the church are no longer asked to leave their homes to make the journey to Zion, they often must leave behind old habits, longtime customs, and cherished friends. Some make the agonizing decision to leave behind family members who oppose their church membership. Latter-day Saints move forward, however, praying that precious ones will yet understand and accept. The path of a pioneer is not easy, but we follow in the footsteps of the ultimate pioneer, even the Savior, who went before, showing us the way to follow. "Come follow me," he invited. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he declared. "Come unto me," he called. The way can be trying. Some find it difficult to withstand the mocking and unsavory remarks of foolish ones who ridicule chastity, honesty, and obedience to God's commands. The world has ever belittled adherence to principle. When Noah was instructed to build an ark, the foolish populace looked at the cloudless sky and then scoffed and jeered until the rain came. On the American continent long centuries ago, people doubted, disputed, and disobeyed until the fire consumed Zarahemla, the earth covered Moroniha, and the water engulfed Moroni. Jeering, mocking, ribaldry, and sin were no more. They had been replaced by sullen silence, dense darkness. The patience of God had expired, his timetable fulfilled. Maria Linford never lost her faith, despite persecution in England, the hardships of her journey to the place which God prepared, and the subsequent trial she endured for her family and the church. At a 1937 graveside ceremony dedicated to Maria's memory, Elder George Albert Smith asked her posterity, "Will you live true to the faith of your ancestors? Do you strive to be worthy of all the sacrifices they have made for you? As we seek to build Zion in our hearts, in our homes, in our communities, and in our countries, may we remember the resolute courage and abiding faith of those who gave their all that we might enjoy the blessings of the restored gospel with its hope and promise through the atonement of Jesus Christ." Teaching from this message. Consider asking those you teach to think of people in their lives who have gone before and been pioneers for them. Then ask them when they've had to be pioneers and prepare the way for others. Invite them to ponder the moments that they've had to sacrifice and why it was worthwhile. You could then challenge them to record their testimony of the ultimate pioneer, the Savior. Applying the First Presidency message to youth, true to their faith. President Monson tells a story about one pioneer family and then quotes President George Albert Smith. Will you live true to the faith of your ancestors? Strive to be worthy of all the sacrifices they have made for you. Whether you have a pioneer ancestry or are a first-generation member of the church, do you look to examples of faith for guidance and strength? Here's a good way you can get started. 1. Make a list of people you admire. They can be members of your own family, past or present, friends, church leaders, or people in the Scriptures. 2. Write down the qualities they have that you like. Is your mom really patient? Maybe your friend is kind to others. Perhaps you love Captain Moroni's courage. 3. Pick one quality from your list and ask yourself, how can I gain this quality? What do I need to do to develop this in my life? 4. Write down your plans for developing this quality and put it somewhere you'll see it often to remind you of your goal. Pray for Heavenly Father's help and check your progress regularly. Once you feel you have sufficiently developed this quality, you can pick a new quality to work on. Remember that as we develop great qualities in ourselves, we not only honor the faith of our ancestors and the sacrifices they made, but we can also be an influence for good to those around us. Applying the First Presidency message to children. You're a pioneer too. Pioneers are people who prepare the way for others to follow. Draw a picture or find a photo of one of your ancestors. Can you find a story of how they prepared the way for you to follow? Write 2 ways you can be a pioneer today. You can share your ideas at your next family home evening. End of the First Presidency message. True to the faith of our forefathers. By President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.